Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 29th May 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you remain carefree by having faith in the intellect and the awareness of Karavanhar and being a constantly carefree emperor. Befikr Badshah. Brahmin life means to be a carefree emperor. Father Brahma became a carefree emperor and sang the song, I have attained what I wanted. What else remains now? Panatha Sopalia. Whatever work of service remains, Karavanhar is making it happen and will continue to do so. When you always have the awareness that the Father becomes Karavanhar and makes everything happen through us, you will then become carefree. You have the faith that this task has to happen and is already accomplished, and you therefore have faith in the intellect. You remain free from any worries and carefree. Therefore, you have faith in the intellect. Nishchint, Nishchay Buddhi, and remain free from worries and carefree. So Baba is telling us to become carefree emperor. There are two words. One is carefree, another is emperor. Emperor means Badshah, carefree means Befikr. So there are three words. One is care, another is worry, another is tension. One is care, fikr, another is tanav, tension, another is chinta, worry. So Baba wants us to become free from all these three. No tanav, no tension. If you imagine an emperor is little bit stressed, an emperor is worried about his subjects, about his kingdom. Emperor is very much careful about his kingdom. But we have to become such an emperor. An emperor, first of all, we have to become an emperor. This itself is a great thing. We have to become an emperor. And our kingdom is not that the kingdom of emperors who are there or who were there in the past. Our kingdom is entirely different kingdom. So Baba is telling us to become first of all emperor. Emperor doesn't mean king. Emperor means king of kings, not an ordinary king. Emperor is somebody who is king of kings. So the first thing is we have to become an emperor, Badshah, and then carefree emperor. Carefree means an emperor who is free from all the worries, all the stresses, all the tension, all the cares. Not the careless, but carefree. There is some word which is known as careless, laparva. That is not. We have to become carefree emperor. Is it possible that we have huge responsibility and yet we remain carefree? Is it possible that if suppose you are given a task to do and yet you remain carefree? Does carefree, becoming carefree means to become careless? No. Does becoming carefree means you are neglecting your duties? No. Does becoming carefree means you are having a very, very loose attitude, lackadaisical attitude towards all your duties or responsibilities? No. It doesn't mean that. To become carefree, in fact, is a very higher stage of consciousness. It doesn't mean to be careless. It doesn't mean to neglect the duties. But Baba has shown one way how to become carefree, where there won't be any tension or stress or worries about the task, about the seva, about your duties. How to do that? The task, how to do that? The way is surrender. The way is handover. The way is think that suppose this is a puppet. This is a puppet. Okay? So this is a puppet. We are in fact puppets. And think that strings are in the hand of puppeteer. This is a puppet show which is going on, you know. And we have to think as if here Baba has given example of Brahma Baba. He had attained everything, but the work of service remained. He achieved God, he found God, but what about the service was remaining? So what to think? Karavanhar, the puppeteer, is making it to happen. It is he. See, there are different types of puppet. One is the finger puppet. They put a finger and they move the finger. That is known as finger puppet. Then there is a glove puppet. They put hand in the glove and they move. There is a sock puppet. Socks. That is one puppet. Then there is a string puppets. These are the puppet show which is going on. And somebody's invisible hands which you can't see. And you only see the wooden dolls here. And they are being controlled by fingers up. So there are different ways. So in fact, those puppets do not have any one of their own will. It is all in the hand of puppeteer. He decides who will move and who will not move. What to move and where to go and what not to. What to speak and what not to speak. What to do and what not to do. Which hand to move up and which hand to move down. So we are in fact puppets in the hand of the divine puppeteer. And he is God. This is the word which has come from the Sikh literature. Karavanhar. First of all, Guru Nanak Dev Ji has used this word. And I don't think in any other literature this word Karan Karavanhar has ever come. This is not there ever in any of the Hindi literature. It's only and only in the Guru Granth Sahib that these words have come. That God is making you do. You surrender yourself unto Him. Then He will do everything for you. You are in His hands. So, this is a feeling we have to inculcate within ourselves that He is making me move. This is a very high stage of surrender where you are. It is not about less thinking, it is not about, because you are letting Him use your intellect. You are not using, it doesn't mean that you are not using your intellect, you are using your intellect, but that intellect is a surrendered intellect. That intellect has become divine intellect and He is moving that intellect. So even if suppose a brother is there in kitchen and just before 1 hour he is told 500 people are coming and you have to get the food ready. Now naturally he will have tension, worry or care if suppose it's some ordinary person in the world. But here that person, immediately if he surrenders his intellect unto God, he will be definitely careful. He will not give reasons or lame excuses or complain, this happens all the time. No, it's not like that. He will be very much careful. He will, rather than tension, he will get fully attentive. Rather than worry, he will plan how to do within 1 hour. I have to prepare food for 500 people. So here, first of all, he will surrender. Now Baba, you make this thing happen. And if he wants, everything is possible. So he first of all surrender, but that doesn't mean that you sit down and start chanting Shiva Baba's name. Oh Baba, come and do this work. This is not going to work. Just as in the path of bhakti, they give the example. There was one devotee of Hanumanji and he was going by his bullock cart and a huge rock came on the path. He said, now how to remove? So he came out and he started chanting Hanuman Chalisa and remove this rock which has come on the way. Is it going to work? That is not the real devotion of Hanumanji. Hanumanji will help you when you help yourself. You make efforts, then he will come. You take one step and he will take 1,000 steps. This is the Arabian quotation where they say that you take one step and God takes 1,000 steps. But at least first you have to take that one step. You have to have that himmat, that courage. Then only the help, madad comes. Otherwise it will not come. So surrender doesn't mean that you surrender means you will just sit down and do nothing. Surrender means whatever task is there, you give unto God And then he gives it back to you, but now you are light. That weight is not there. You have become very light. So surrender means to become karma yogi, not to shirk karmas, not to avoid karmas, not to avoid action, not to have a negligent attitude. You know, there is one very beautiful book, Autobiography of a Yogi, by Swami Yogananda. There he has mentioned his life as a child. When he was in school, his name was Mukunda, and he describes that he had to pass one exam, and he prayed to God, "God, please help me in the exam." He didn't study, and just relied upon the grace of God, and he failed. And then he had written, "Grace of God will help you in everything except passing the exam without studying." And one more thing is written somewhere in that book only: material negligence should not be made an excuse for spiritual. Spiritual contemplation should not be made an excuse for material negligence. Very powerful statement. Material life, you are neglecting your duties and you are giving spiritual reasons. Why you are late? I was doing yoga. Why you didn't do duty? Because I was listening Murli. You are giving spiritual reasons for neglecting your duties. So spiritual contemplation should not be made an excuse for material negligence. So here also, when I am saying that puppeteer is doing everything, so you will sit. If I have to do purusharth, he will move his finger because the strings are in his hands. Let him move the finger, then I will do purusharth. That doesn't mean. This is a fake, false surrender. Karan Karavan Har is doing means I hand over unto him and then I start working. This is the real Karan Karavan Har. And then you become real Befikra Badshah. Otherwise, you are Badshahi, your kingdom is sovereignty, is one filled with care, attention and work. Definitely, you are doing some task, but you are forgetting whose task is this. And that's why the stress is there. Now, how I will do this whole seva? Suppose you have to, at center, you have to organize a mega program. And everybody is so stressful, it's okay, one should be concerned, but not stressful. One should be careful, but not careless, or so much careful that you have become tensed. And this, everybody is worried, everybody is so much worried. This work doesn't happen. There should be an atmosphere of care, there should be atmosphere of attention, there should be an atmosphere of concern, but not worry and tension. This is not real surrender. It means when we are too much worried, even for Baba's service, that means we are slightly deviating from Srimad. Baba has always given example of Brahma Baba. This Sunday's Murli, Baba has said, whilst talking with invited guests, they were all those Adi Ratna, original jewels, and Baba said to them, Baba gave the example of Father Brahma. When Brahma was there, there were many storks. What are storks? Bagule. And they used to prick, peck, it is known as thunge. So, pecking, P-E-C-K. Pecking means with your beak, picking. So these storks are always there and they will keep on pecking thunge. But that doesn't mean that he remained detached. Even in that atmosphere of pecking. Even in that atmosphere, otherwise people keep on complaining, atmosphere is bad, kharab, and Vayumandal is not good. What should I do? Even when he was there, everybody was against him. Just imagine a single person is there and everybody is criticizing that person. Naturally, we get demoralized, disheartened. We are doing some task, some purusharth, and everybody is against our view, our opinion. We get demoralized. We feel whether we should continue or stop it. But he was the one person, everybody was talking against him, maligning him. Everybody was criticizing that person. But he knew, this is not my work, this is God's task. He is Karan Karavanhar, strings are in his hand and he is making me move. But that doesn't also mean that he became careless. He was careful and he continued his own Purusharth. So from today's Murli, this is the Swaman. I am a carefree emperor. But that doesn't mean that I should stop working. I should plan. I have to do intense efforts. I have to continue working till my end, till my last breath, and reveal one Father. So you can take one homework from this. What are the different obstacles in becoming carefree emperor? Or what are the cares, what are the fikr, what are the chintas, what are the worries, tensions, which are in my life? This is a very simple question. How to get rid of tensions? How to get rid of worries? You will see even the outside motivational speaker keep on talking about this topic. Tension-free life, how to get rid of worries and all this. In fact, I feel sometimes let us also explore what are their methods of getting rid of tension. We know our methods. Our methods is a very high method. To surrender is a great method. But there are different small methods also to get rid of worries. Okay? So become a carefree emperor. Om Shanti.